Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Bully Pulpit, Theodore Roosevelt, William Howard Taft, and the Golden Age of Journalism by Doris Kearns Goodwin. Narrated by Edward Herman.
Preface. I began this book 7 years ago with the notion of writing about Theodore Roosevelt and the Progressive Era. This desire had been kindled nearly 4 decades earlier when I was a young professor teaching a seminar on the progressives. There are but a handful of times in the history of our country when there occurs a transformation so remarkable that a molt seems to take place and an altered country begins to emerge. The turn of the 20th century was such a time, and Theodore Roosevelt is counted among our greatest presidents, one of the few to attain that eminence without having surmounted some pronounced national crisis, revolution, war, widespread national depression. To be sure, Roosevelt had faced a pernicious underlying crisis, one as pervasive as any military conflict or economic collapse. In the wake of the Industrial Revolution, an immense gulf had opened between the rich and the poor. Daily existence had become more difficult for ordinary people, and the middle class felt increasingly squeezed. Yet, by the end of Roosevelt's tenure in the White House, a mood of reform had swept the country, creating a new kind of presidency and a new vision of the relationship between the government and the people. A series of antitrust suits had been won, and legislation passed to regulate railroads, strengthen labor rights, curb political corruption, end corporate campaign contributions, impose limits on the working day, protect consumers from unsafe food and drugs, and conserve vast swaths of natural